In France, workers have their own way of dealing with job cuts. A local manager for the U.S. technology company 3M was temporarily held hostage by workers who were upset over layoffs. So they barricaded the French manager in an office until he agreed to more favorable conditions, which he did. Locking up managers is becoming a bit of a tradition in French labor disputes, and police tend to stay out of the way. A similar incident took place earlier this month at a Sony factory in southwest France.
Next, we'll return to one of the cities on our money map. It's a major banking center, Charlotte, North Carolina. When we last visited 5 months ago, Charlotte's banks were struggling and one had to be bought out in a hurry. Yet reporter Julie Rose told us that construction crews were still building new offices downtown.
From where I'm standing here, it's like a forest of cranes. I've got one, two huge yellow ones up either side of the high rise, and then 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 others working on various surrounding buildings.
That was the scene in Charlotte, North Carolina last fall. Julie Rose of our member station WFAE is back again to tell us what's happening now. Hi, Julie.
Hello, Steve.
Still got a forest of cranes downtown?
There's a lot of work being done. That building will be finished next year, but just because there's a lot of work going on doesn't mean the economy is going as well as it was at the time. In fact, back when we spoke first, our unemployment rate was in October was at 7.2%. It's now up to 10.5%. That's the fourth highest of any major metro area, much worse than the national average. In fact, we've got some local economists who are predicting it's going to get much higher than that, up to 12, maybe 13% by 2010. One of those economists is Mark Vittner, who is happens to be with Wachovia.
You know, it's not just banking. The NASCAR has seen a real slowdown. There are 1,000 manufacturing plants in Mecklenburg County. Manufacturing will probably have more job losses than financial services.
That's a forecast from a Charlotte economist. Julie Rose, that what he said explains a rough economy. Everything's going down. But why would the unemployment rate be even worse than elsewhere?
Well, he's got this idea called importing unemployment. Charlotte is still one of the fastest growing areas in the country. We're sixth highest, and we've been known as a place to come to get a job, a good economy that's still out there. People haven't maybe discovered that our economy, our unemployment rate is as high as it is. There must be a lot of copies of Fortune and Money magazine floating around out there in doctors' offices that people
have those lists
still think we're
them?
A great place.
Yeah. Okay. So it looks good. It looks good on paper, but people get there and they find out something different.
Well, they're finding a lot of competition for the few jobs that are still available and very long lines. I'll give you an example. Recently, I went to a job fair being held by a new resort that's opening in the area. They needed 500 people to mostly work minimum wage jobs, serving drinks, you know, cleaning hotel rooms. 5,000 people showed up, and they lined them all up in this big warehouse, and the resort's regional vice president, Curtis Brown, came in to kind of tell them what the deal was.
As you can see, there has been a tremendous turnout for this job fair. It reminds me of American Idol. I'm here to be honest with you. You are going to be here probably for another 6 hours.
Okay, when they were told it was going to be a 6-hour wait, did these thousands of people stay?
Many, maybe most of them actually did. You know, I was going up and down the line talking to people. I met some out-of-work bankers, construction workers, bartenders who say they're just not getting the tips they need anymore. I met one woman. Her name is Deborah Haddon. She stuck around for the full time. She's a buyer at an electronics company. She was before she got laid off about 8 months ago. And she says, look, I'll take any job at this point.
If I don't find a job soon, I will lose my home. So that's why I'm out here in the cold, hoping to get a job. If it pays $10 an hour, that's fine with me.
So at the same time that we have new people coming here to find a job, I am meeting a lot of people who came for the old Charlotte, and they're starting to wonder if it's maybe time to leave.
Well, Julie Rose, before you leave, I want to come back to those skyscrapers that you said are still under construction downtown despite all the bad economic news. I remember one of them belonged to a bank, Wachovia, which was being snapped up at that moment, and there was some question about whether they would be able to occupy the space or whether their new owners would occupy the space. What's happening with that building?
We've just learned that Duke Energy, which is also headquartered here in Charlotte, they're a huge utility company, power company, they will be moving into that building, and it will actually be called the Duke Energy Center. Of course, there's a lot of discussion of energy going on right now in Washington, a lot of talk about it being part of the stimulus and the recovery of the country. So I think it's interesting and symbolic, perhaps, that banks will no longer dominate Charlotte's downtown skyline, but that an energy company will be part of that mix.
Julie Rose of member station WFAE has taken us to the latest point on our money map, Charlotte, North Carolina. Julie, thanks.
You're welcome, Steve.
We've covered 9 spots on the map with more to come, and you can find the map at npr.org. Later today on NPR's All Things Considered, you'll hear from a former Charlotte bank manager now looking for a job.